Cavalera, a Saturday that weighs a little heavier than most. No beating around the bush today. Squadron 42 has been delayed. We're going to spend some time on it, because the community has a lot to say. And alongside that, Patch 4.10 quietly keeps moving forward, with a new ship and a tournament bracket making its way through the rounds. Let's start with the patch. Alpha 4.10, dubbed Siege of Orison, has been live since August 26th, and CIG has been pushing stability fixes night after night. 2 days. Two waves of hotfixes. Sound corrections under Linux, water rendering on ships, hologram fixes, and the end of a pretty frustrating bug where heavy armor would get stuck in the inventory. The Mendo Ren fight in Orison also got some attention, since he had a habit of falling off the balcony, or dying for no reason after a teleport. CIG says they're still investigating interaction lag affecting several systems, with no resolution date given. On the ground, plenty of players are noting that 4.10 feels noticeably more stable than the previous version. The new arrival in the hangars is the Kruger S-65 Stingray, a medium fighter with three transformation modes, priced at $175. It shares its heavy weapons with the Wolf and the Alpha Wolf, but reception is mixed. Several content creators feel it's priced like a saber while performing below one. This week's teaser is simply called Ready to Plunder. That's it? The composition leans into a piracy theme, and everyone's already picturing a future skin or some kind of piracy event. Nothing's confirmed, so we take it for what it is, an open invitation to imagine. On the roadmap, the August 26th update confirms that Nyx 2 and Nyx 3 are joining Nyx I in the 4.11 cycle, which raises hopes for a complete system before the end of the year. These remain internal targets, not release promises. Now for the main event. Chris Roberts published a letter from the chairman announcing that Squadron 42 will not release this year, but in Q2 2027. The stated reason is the release of GTA 6. CIG doesn't want to launch what he calls the spiritual successor to Wing Commander into what he describes as the media attention shredder that event represents. In return, a small group of longtime backers and veteran creators will get to try the game on October 9th and 10th, with more specific announcements expected at that time. This lands after nearly 2 years of CitizenCon 2024 being the unofficial target date, and the community is not taking it well. On Reddit, several players point out that CitizenCon itself was cancelled this year in anticipation of that release, leaving everyone with neither a convention nor a game. Others feel that pushing back because of GTA 6 makes some sense, but that the communication timeline raises its own questions. GTA 6's own delay was announced nearly 10 months ago. Some are calling for concrete proof, a playable mission, and pointing back to the demo shown in 2017. On Spectrum, the thread dedicated to the announcement gathered over 270 replies in just over a day. Other threads go further, expressing a distrust that goes beyond a simple delay, with titles like I Don't Believe You Anymore and concerns about what this reveals about the rest of the project. A backer of 10 years says they canceled their subscription. Another simply notes they've been holding on since October 2012, still without a firm date. These are community voices, not official positions, but their number and their tone give you a pretty clear read on the weekend's mood. Life goes on elsewhere. The Bar Citizen in Cologne during Gamescom was packed half an hour before doors opened. The community wiki Star Citizen Tools is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a redesigned homepage. And Ship Showdown is now in its Elite 8 phase. All pledgers can try the 8 finalists for free until September 2nd, before the final 4 are spotlighted at IAE. The Corsair is a popular pick from the community, though nothing's been confirmed yet. And don't forget the new rules announced around ship gifting and game access. Starting October 1st, any pledge intended as a gift will need to be designated as such at the time of purchase, and each account will be assigned a primary pledge that can't be transferred. A lot of questions remain unanswered about existing upgrade chains, so if that affects you, it's worth keeping an eye on in the coming weeks. The verse by the numbers. $353,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total past $1.040 billion. This was Cavalera. Good luck on the PTU, and see you tomorrow. That's the verse.